Is there anything else I can do for you, my... I'm sorry. Your Highness. Do these new chambers suit your needs? I'm sure it's... complicated. Sleeping in here. But I'm happy to help you make it your own. New pillows, more blankets. I could bring in one of the scented candles. I heard the candle maker was able to distill the very essence of lavender into the wax. It might help you relax after such a long day. Yes, Your Highness. If you change your mind, you can always call for me. And is there anything else I can do to help take away the stress of the day? I could play with your hair, rub your scalp with fine oils, or I could massage your sore muscles, or I could, well, I could do anything you ask of me, Your Highness. I am your handmaid, after all. I'm here to do as you please. Well, if you change your mind... It was... beautiful. If you don't mind me saying. Your coronation. I was honored to be there, in the presence of such a moment of divinity. I think you'll be a great king. That lady was very pretty. The one in the velvet dress. Her father seemed very interested in talking to you. Do you think you'll make her your queen? I think she liked you. But then again, who wouldn't like you, Your Highness? You're so... Right. Right, of course. I'm so sorry. I only meant to say that I'm excited for you, my... Your Highness. It meant the world when you selected me as your handmaid. I only wish to serve. But for now, I'll let you get rest. If there's anything, I'll be downstairs in the servants' door. You need only call out. Good night, Your Highness.
God, my prince, Your Highness, it's not what it looks like. I was just... Please forgive me, Your Highness. I know not of my insolence. You want to know what I... I was just watching you. Through the door, just to make sure you had everything you needed, and then you were touching yourself, and I was worried that you would think I was spying. Which, fine, I guess I was. I tried to stay quiet. And then the sight of you, Your Highness, the sight of you touching yourself, it drove me to a frenzy and I could not deny myself. I should have left. I shouldn't have watched you become so intimate. But my heart started racing and I could feel a warmth burning through me, because I longed. I know it was wrong, but I... Yes. I gathered my skirts and put my hand between my legs. So... I'm afraid it was exactly what it looked like, Your Highness. But, my lord, you have to understand what you were doing, touching yourself like that. It's not the king's duty to do such things. A king should never have to serve himself, especially not on the night of his coronation. So, well, yes, it is your right as my king to have me jailed, or worse. I have... different proposition to atone for my crimes. If it pleases you, Your Highness, I can see that you are still in a state of tension. Quite a large state, if I might add, Your Lord. And it is my duty as your handmaiden to serve you. So will you... will you let me... serve you? Oh, thank you, Your Highness. You surely are full of mercy. And I am filled with... well... would it please my lord to watch me undress? For me to present myself to you in the firelight? I have to admit, I assumed this is why you selected me to be your servant. I was so honored to be seen by you. I thought you chose me for my face. I might not be as charming or as poised as a lady. But I've been told I'm pretty for a servant girl. The gentle angle of my neck. The dip in my collarbone. The full curve of my breast. Soft, round. I like to think of you imagining my nipple. Trying to guess the size, the shape. Seen it soon enough. Not yet. If it is all right with you, my lord, I think I ought to keep it hidden for now. I think it will make you feel better in the end if I build up some tension. I'll hide them stuffed beneath my hand, threatening to spill out. As this dress you chose for me slides down my tummy, over the shape of my hip, down my legs before, exposing the soft hair of my mount as this simple skirt falls to the floor. How do I look, Your Highness? Enjoy me? Am I not better than whatever image you are able to conjure in your head? Because I am here for you. Real. Aching for you. Does the flickering light of the fire make me desirable to you, my lord? Do you long for me to release my breasts? Let you see them fully? Do you wonder if your guesses were correct? If my nipples were how you imagine them? Or do you instead wish to see how I was touching myself, watching you from beyond the door? Trying, failing to contain my moans? Perhaps it is neither of those things. Perhaps you long for me to turn around, to bend over for you, to expose myself. Maybe even to drop to my hands and my knees. Do you trust me to serve you best, Your Highness? Do you trust my instincts to take care of you better than you can imagine for yourself? I can see that your cock is weeping its breakup. The extra shimmer of the light makes it. If it would please you, my lord, sit on the edge of your bed. Yes, right there. You need do nothing, my lord, except let me take care of you. Let me guide you. Let me take your hand, put it on my waist, up my side. Let me cradle your head, and pull it towards my spirited breast. Bringing your lips to mine. Yes. Yes. I promised my lord. Promised to serve you. You can look now at my breast, my nipple, and my naked soul bared plain for you. Take me in. Drink me with your eyes. Watch my hands slide to your tunic. Feel me undo the knots. Clothing is hiding. And when we are hiding, we cannot be free. May I undress you, Your Majesty? Skin on your chest, along your shoulders. It's firm, but yet much softer than I would expect. It's a pleasant sensation. Might I fully undress you, Your Majesty? Might I sink to my knees? Throw your trousers to the wayside and do what I've been pining for so long. Your Highness, sir. Thank you, Your Highness. Oh. Let me take care of you, my lord. Just let me help you. Enjoy it, the look of my soft lips on your shaft as I Your Majesty. Oh.
I can feel the heat between my legs, the pressure, my snake knife, the need. And it please, Your Highness, if I touched myself, like I touched myself before, with your cock in my mouth, I want to feel you in my throat, while my fingers play with my cunt. With your cock in my mouth. If it pleases you, Your Majesty. Do the high ladies ever climb atop you like that? But let me be your first, Your Highness. To hide your this is so tight. Fuck. Touch me, Your Highness. Run your hands over my flesh. Feel my skin under your fingertips. Explore me, grip me, grab me. Hold my tit in your hand. Squeeze my ass between your fingers. Slide your hand over my stomach, my collarbone, my neck. Fuck, Your Highness. Do I feel as good to you as you feel to me? Do you like the way I serve you? The way I take you? The way I ride you? The way I feel against you? Shit. I can feel throbbing inside me. Feel you touching. Feel the pressure in you, ready to burst. I want you to take me and take what you want. To fuck me how you want. I can't take it until you hold. I can't take it anymore. Until you can't hold back a second longer. Oh, fuck yes, please, sir, please come.
Yes, touch my ass down to get everything. Oh, would you take my hand to my breast? Be so for you. Pouring little dimples in the flesh under my fingers. She's so never with my clothes. Fuck. Yes, you look really. You look like I want your seed on my ass. Claim me and you'll come. Claim me. So I sleep tight with your cum. It's up my ass so I know, so you know. Fuck yes, you're not just the asset. Oh fuck. Oh fuck yes. Oh my ass like that. I don't know if I'll be able to walk to my quarters, Your Majesty. Oh no, I'll manage. I'm gonna be proper. A servant staying in the king's room. It is an honor, my lord, to serve you. I look forward to serving you, my lord. Much more. Much more.